right, CES 2009. I'm here with Cynthia from the Windows Live Framer Group. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Nick.
Now, we're looking at Windows Live Framer. Tell us about Windows Live Framer. What is it?
Well, Framer is a service for digital photo frames. If you've seen a lot of photo frames on the floor today, mm-hmm. you've noticed that some of them are not connected to the internet.
Sure.
Those frames, you put an SD card or maybe a compact flash card in, and they play the photos, and if you want to see any new photos, you actually have to take some more and then stick that new card in.
Sure, so manually updating the photos you want to see in the frame.
It's really painful. A lot of those frames actually just get used for about 6 months and then they're turned off.
Right, or never get updated, and you know, five years later, it's still the same photos from the day.
Yeah, your mom's still seeing pictures of you when you were a baby.
Great.
But with Frame It, what you do is you tell us all the content you want to see on the frame, and then we send it to it over the internet via RSS.
Right.
So you're constantly seeing new pictures as soon as you upload them to the internet.
And that's what we're looking at here. This is a Samsung frame with the Frame It service, and it's actually pulling photos and other information about weather as well from the internet.
Right.
Now, can you show us how to set that up? How does that work? I've just bought a digital photo frame that supports the Windows Live Frame It service. What do I do?
Right. So here we are on the Frame It site.
Sure.
And once we're in here, we'll see a big catalog of content.
Sure.
So I can go through that catalog. For example, here we'll see some recommended sources. I can add content from the internet using a search term. So I can search for pictures of Britney Spears, for example.
Wow, okay.
Or I can add any RSS feed, weather or Windows Live Spaces. I can also add feeds from a whole variety of photo sharing sites.
So it could be my Flickr account, my Smug Mug account.
Absolutely.
And the photos I have stored on my Live Mesh, my Windows Live Spaces, and I use this to, what am I doing? I'm creating like an RSS feed that points to where they're stored on the internet?
Right, I'll walk you through that.
Sure, sure.
In addition to photos, we also have news, so we have tons of news channels from MSNBC, World Headlines, Health News, etc.
Right.
And some stuff from Encarta, so you can get smarter every day while you're looking at your photo frame.
I need that.
I was thinking.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. So here I'm going to go into a collection I created for my mom, actually.
Okay.
I store my photos on Windows Live, but my brother stores his on Flickr.
Okay.
And I've also collected some weather for her, because she likes to check the weather every night before she goes to bed. So she wants to see it before she goes to bed at night. And
sure.
Within Frame It, I can actually schedule when any type of information should show up on the frame.
Oh, that's great.
So I can say, well, she wants to see the weather before she goes to bed. She typically goes to bed around 10.
Okay.
So I'm only going to have weather show up on the frame between 8 and 10 p.m.
That's great.
But she wants all the photos all the time.
Right.
Right? So that's what's showing on this frame right now. So I'm also going to show you how we can show photos that haven't been uploaded to the internet.
Okay.
And that's our new integration with the Live Mesh.
Okay, great.
So what I have here is a photo from a little party I had at my house.
Right.
And I'm just going to scan
a real
this.
Photo, an actual
yeah,
photo.
Yeah, an actual photo. I'm going to scan it. And so this isn't on the internet, right? I'm just scanning it. So it's now coming onto my PC. So pretty soon we'll see this photo show up on the frame.
Right. So
you'll notice I never had to upload it to the internet because the scanner and the PC are connected to the mesh.
Sure.
And the beauty of the mesh is that anything that's on a mesh-enabled app is accessible through the internet. So Frame It can see it even though I didn't physically upload it.
That's great. So the process again was you photo in the scanner goes onto the PC, but the directory that actually took the photo from the scanner is already mesh-enabled.
Right.
So it's automatically uploaded to the cloud. And the frame it's already pulling it back down automatically.
Right, with zero effort on my part.
That's fantastic. And so if this frame it could be in, as you say, your mother's house, which is kilometers, miles, countries away, and she could have brand new photos that you've set up from your house, that also a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. 5 minutes after I scan it or after I take the photo and plug the camera into my PC, she's seeing my new photos.
That's great. That's amazing.
And pretty soon we'll see it on there.
Right, so now this is a Samsung frame. How many manufacturers out there do we have creating, Frame It enabled devices?
We have about 5 on the market today.
Sure.
And we have about 20 more releasing in 2009.
Okay, and probably some here at CES that have been announced or at least on display?
Absolutely. We're showing some smart parts frames in our booth downstairs. And we have lots of Pan Digital frames in our suite where we're actually talking to more partners about bringing them on board.
Great. All right, so Cynthia, everything that we've just seen today, is that available right now or is some of this stuff coming out soon?
You can go to frameit.live.com and see everything except for the mesh scenario I just showed you.
Okay, more information on mesh, where do we go?
Mesh.com.
Great, all right, thanks for your time.